You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish speaking people. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning into my open mic session today. I am Rebecca, and you may have heard me before on Intravenous the past couple of weeks. But if not, hi, I am a public affairs intern here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And if you couldn't tell from the accent, I am from the UK. So I thought it would be fun today to showcase to you guys a mix of English indie rock that I've been really enjoying and some Canadian indie rock that I've been sort of discovering while being interning here. However, the song we started off with that you just heard is an Australian-based band, The Terries, and that is their song Tokyo from their latest album, Scaped Pop, which was released earlier this year. I recently heard this song through the CGSF playlist that's curated by our music coordinator, and I really enjoyed listening to it, so I hope you guys did too. So to start us off, I'm going to start with a selection of indie rock. First up, we have the band Night Sway, which they're fairly new to the music scene, formed by a group of students based in a university in Leeds. They're bringing this new kind of fusion of genres together, and this is their first single that's available on all platforms. And it's going to feature on their debut EP that's going to come at the end of this year, so I hope you enjoy this alternative rock. This is their song, Unfortunate Kind, by the band Night Sway.
First sight, It's hanging over my head and driving me into the ground. Waking up on the wrong side of bed, then it's following me around. In the middle of nowhere again, and I can't hear a sound. There's a wait for the pin drop to fall.
I'm in the rain. I'd love to find another way getting back. I'll make a plan of attack after one more. I'll find a bar. I wish the only one is open, not too far. The window smashed, the lights are broke, but there you are. And my eyes must be burning a hole in your head, 'cause you turned to a set that I'm on to you. Like those other men do. Get one in your head, do you? I said that you're in the ready. No, which one I'll get. She reckons I'm a chance at all. My questions don't want answered, answered. People keep on moving, talking, all I'm doing in the morning. She reckons I'm a chance at all. My questions don't want answered, answered. People keep on moving, talking, all I'm doing in the morning.
new special type of moving, and I laugh in the face. So I've got nothing to prove, so I'm sold her on defender from the other men. Said don't do a thing, leave her with us a proper member. Now you said it, I remember. Monday, she said she was a dancer. Oh, but no one has the answers for her. Cause you can keep her moving, talking. Oh, I'm the only thing on it. She reckons I'm a chancer, chancing. All the questions go unanswered, answered. Questions go unanswered, answered. People keep on moving, talking. No, I'll be home in the morning. She said she was a dancer, dancing. Oh, but no one has the answers for her. But people keep on moving, talking. No, I'll be home in the morning.
Well, that was a strong set to start us off, I think, from all across England, considerably more north, which I know has been argued to be home to some of the better British music, especially with the indie rock genre. We heard from songs that were from Leeds, Yorkshire, and a coastal town around Liverpool. That last song that we just heard, that was a song called Chancer, and it was the Live at the Lafayette version. It's by the band The K's, which are from a little coastal county called Merseyside around Liverpool. And they have just released their debut EP back in April. I definitely suggest you go give it a listen. It's definitely along the same lines of this single, very energetic with like very feel-good sort of tone. Before that, we heard the upbeat song, which kind of contradicts its title and lyrics, which is called The Death of Me by The Sherlocks. That is also their latest single. It's different, I would say, than the music they've previously released. It was more minimalistic in terms of like the instruments used and the beat to it. And they've been around for a little while as well. They debuted back in 2014 from around South Yorkshire. And just a recap of the first song of the set that you heard, that was Unfortunate Kind by the new band Night Sway, an alternative rock single that's set to be on their upcoming debut EP. I'd definitely look out for it towards the end of this year. So coming up on our second set of British indie rock, we're going to be sort of slowing it down a little bit with starting off with a song called Holding On from the one-man band Atomic Bronco, which is from their 2021 album Spectrum. I discovered this band through the CJSF playlist, which has their latest album that was released earlier this year on it. I think it's called A Bull in a China Shop, something along those lines. But I really liked this earlier album of theirs. It's this song, Holding On, is sort of a heartbreak anthem, but it's presented with a very unique rhythm. It feels very laid back. So yeah, I really hope you guys enjoy it.
You used to hold me tight, do all the good and the bad, always love. I just wanna just want all. I just want all of you.
I'm looking at her, and all I see is you. And babe, are you home? And babe, can I call you?
Hello and welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And if you're just tuning in, this is Rebecca and this is my open mic. And we just heard from another three excellent British indie rock songs. The one that was just playing was Gravity by the band Pale Waves. It is their newly released single for their upcoming album, Smitten, that's going to be released on September 27th. They are a band that is, they have been around for a while now. I think 2014 was when they first came together. They're based around Manchester. And originally they were known as Creek, starting off as a university band. And this album that's upcoming is going to be their fourth album. Their earlier work is a bit more 80s inspired indie rock, particularly in their debut album, which was released in 2020.